Norwegian filmmaker faces 3 years in jail for saying transgender women can't be lesbians. Men are men regardless of their sexual fetishes. By David Ng on December 15, 2022. A Norwegian filmmaker is facing up to 3 years in jail for posting on Facebook that male-to-female transgenders can't be lesbians. An apparent violation of the country's hate speech laws. Tonya Gjevsjon, a lesbian filmmaker and artist, used Facebook to speak out against transgender activist Christine Jentoft, a male-to-female transgender who identifies as a lesbian mother. "It is just as impossible for men to become lesbians as it is for men to become pregnant," said Gjevsjon in the Facebook post, according to a Redux story she shared on Twitter. Men are men regardless of their sexual fetishes. Norway amended its hate speech laws in 2020 to include gender identity and gender expression as protected categories. Gjevsjon told Redux that her Facebook post was a deliberate attempt to draw attention to Norway's amended hate speech law. She also said she has been trying to engage politicians over the issue and has become a pariah in the artistic community, with attempts by trans activists to shut down exhibitions of her work. In an essay in the Norwegian newspaper Klassekampen, Gjevsjon laid out her beliefs on gender identity. "I have stated that women are female, that lesbians do not have penises, that children should not be responsible for decisions they do not have the capacity to understand the scope of, and that no platforming is harmful to democracy. For these opinions I have been cancelled several times," Gjevsjon wrote. She claimed that she has never experienced such levels of censorship until she began criticizing transgender dogma. "I was not prepared for the extent of how queer organizations, politicians and activists would demonize a lesbian artist who was not in step," she wrote. "Trans activists contact people I work with, portraying me as hateful and warning against being associated with me." As Breitbart News has reported, transgender activists around the world are hijacking hate speech laws as a way to silence their critics. By classifying any criticism of trans ideology as hate speech, they are in effect turning the law into a weapon of censorship to stifle free speech. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.